And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the war chest meetings, which Abner and Squire Skimp have been attending in Fort Smith, have been concluded. And now, as we look in on our friends today, we find them inside the depot, preparing for their return trip to Pine Ridge. However, something seems to have gone amiss, as we see Abner frantically searching through his pockets. Listen.
Doggies, I know I had them railroad tickets here, Summers. Abner, would you please stop saying that? You've lost the tickets, and that's it. Fine predicament you put us into. I know I had them things here, Summers. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Why I ever let you keep them in the first place, I'll never know. I should have my head examined. What's the matter, Squire? Is there something wrong with your head? There must be. Abner, turn your pockets back inside the way they belong. You look ridiculous that way. I just want to make sure the tickets ain't stuck in some pocket I clean forgot about. Well, just forget about the whole thing. People here in the depot are beginning to stare at you, Abner. And what we got to do is figure out how to get back to Pine Ridge. Well, can't we just buy some more tickets, Squire? I told you, Abner, all the cash we have between us is 35 cents. And they won't take personal checks in railroad station. And even if they did, I know anybody here in Fort Smith that wouldn't identify me. I don't know a soul. Well, I can identify you. You're Squire Skim. Yes, well, that doesn't help because nobody here knows you, Abner. We'd have to get somebody to identify you first. Well, you can identify me. You know me good. No, that won't do, Abner. Well, why not? Now, why won't that work? Great Scott, Abner, would you stop asking so many questions? You're enough to drive a man to distraction. Look, by Joe, wait a minute. Now, there might be an idea there, too. Why, sure there is. One thing about me, I do have ideas. I've always claimed that for me. Yes, sir, maybe something like this will work, Abner. Yes, now listen. I'm going to be a senator. Senator? Well, Lord me, I thought you had to get elected to that first. And you're going to be the president of some big outfit, International Refrigerator Company. Well, good for me, Elizabeth. I sure be proud to hear that. Now, here's how we work it, Abner. You go to the ticket window and start to buy two tickets. And then you discover that you lost your wallet. Lord me, have I lost that, too? Well, not actually, but then you ask the man if he'll take a check. And, of course, he'll say no. Then you become very indignant and tell him that you're President Peabody of the International Refrigerator Company. And, of course, he won't believe it. Well, what's the use of telling him that, then? Well, now, wait just a minute. Then I'll walk up and I'll say, well, 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 Mr. Peabody. And you say, well, well, Senator. And then I'll say, how are things over at the International Refrigerator? And by that time, we'll have the man pretty well convinced.
We will, huh?
Why, yes. And with the senator there to identify you, well, then you should have no trouble getting him to take your check.
Well, do you reckon he'll believe you're a senator?
Well, he just got to. That's all there is to it, Abner. Now, I believe I'll go over and buy myself a cigar and some newspapers. That'll help me look the part, you know. Be a good way to invest our last 35 cents.
Wait a minute, Squire. I believe Elizabeth sold some money in my clothes there, Summers.
No. I've done up. We've already spent that, Abner.
We have.
Yes, and I'll be back in a few minutes, and I'll meet you in front of the information booth here.
You mean this little house right here in the middle of the depot?
Yes, right here, and I'll meet you there.
Well, what's that little house for, anyway, Squire?
Well, it's a place where you get information. That man in there can answer questions for people.
He does? Well, reckon I ought to ask him where I lost them tickets?
Well, he's not a fortune teller, Abner. He just answers plain questions. I wish I had him with us right now, too.
Huh?
You wait right here now. I'll be back directly.
Yeah, all right. Answered all the questions. Yeah, how do you do, sir? Are you the information booth?
Oh, that's right.
Well, how far is it to California?
California? What place?
I told you, California. That's a place, ain't it?
I mean, what city? What town?
Oh, I don't know. What towns they got out there?
San Diego, Los Angeles, Pasadena, San Francisco, Oakland.
Yeah, that's a good one right there, Francisco. How far is it to Francisco?
Well, that depends on what line you take. You can go through Colorado, or you can take a more southerly route.
You don't know how far it is that it?
Well, certainly I know how far it is, but first I want
to... Forrest Gump claims you know everything, but I got my doubts about that.
Well, now, just a minute. You asked
me... Wait
a
minute, just a minute. I'll give you something easier. Let's see now. Get a little bitty question, huh? How far is it to Montana?
Montana?
Yeah.
Well, now, let's get this straight. Are you going to California or Montana?
I ain't going to neither place.
What's that?
I'm going to Pine Ridge. I was just interested in finding out how far them places was. How far is it to Africa?
Listen, if you want some information about trains, I'll be glad to give it to you.
All right, then. What train do you take to Africa?
You don't take a train to go to Africa.
Now, it ain't close enough to walk. I know that. I ain't as ignorant as I look. I saw where Africa is on a map. Clean down there in that right-hand corner. I'd say just about down in that direction.
Yes, look, I know where Africa is.
Well, it is down that way, ain't it?
I guess so.
Was you a quiz kid?
Listen, Grandpa, will you please move on? You're holding up the line.
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask you one more question.
Is it about the trains?
Yes, sir, it's about trains.
Well, go ahead, then.
Do them cow catchers actually work? Do you ever catch any cows in them?
Yep.
Now,
what
do you do with the cows after you catch them?
Look, will you go away? Get your umbrella and that other junk off the cover and scram.
Come here, man.
Hurry up now.
Wait a minute. There, Squire. Yeah, I'm coming, Squire. Excuse me there, Squire's camp. I'll have to leave you now.
Well, now ain't that too bad.
Yeah, so long. Be right with you, Squire.
Yes, well, hurry up, Abner. We've got to work fast. Don't have much time left before our train leaves.
Yeah, sure. You know that information fella there ain't no good at all. He never answered one single question I asked him.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, Abner. Not those questions that you ask. Now, here's a cigar for you. I thought the president of a big refrigerator company should be smoking a cigar. Come on now, let's start over to the ticket window.
Yeah, well, Squire, you know I don't smoke cigars.
Well, just hold it like you're getting ready to smoke it then. Here, now, how do you think I look, Abner? Do you think I look like a senator?
I reckon so. I ain't just sure what they look like.
Well, I'm quite sure I do. I just ran into a good piece of luck, too, Abner. I noticed one of these papers I bought where our Senator Hillsborough is scheduled to make a speech down in Little Rock tonight. So that's who I'll be.
You going to clean to Little Rock?
No, I'm just going to be Senator Hillsborough long enough to identify you so that they will take your check. Now, you better hurry up and get up to the window there. There's nobody ahead of you right now.
Oh, yeah. This first one right here, you mean, huh?
Yes, that's the one. Remember now who you are and what you're supposed to do, Abner.
Yeah, I will. Start buying two tickets and find out my wallet's going off.
Yes, that's it. Hurry up now and get it over with.
Yeah, I will. I'm going. Howdy do, sir. I want to buy two tickets to the county seat.
County seat of what?
Why, Polk County, natural. Me in Arkansas.
Okay. All right, that'll be $6.80.
$6.80.
Yes.
$6. Well, now, ain't that cuter? I've lost my pocketbook.
All right, step out of line. Who's next?
Well, wait, just a minute. I'll write you a check.
We don't accept checks. Next year?
Well, now, wait a minute here. Yeah, see here, my good fella. I'm President Peabody of the International Refrigerator Company.
I don't care if you're Mr. Refrigerator himself. We don't accept personal checks.
Well, as I live and breathe, as it is my old friend, President Peabody.
Well, if it ain't you, Senator.
Well, fancy meeting you here, A.K.
Yeah, fancy meeting you here, Senator.
And how are things over at International Refrigerator these days?
Oh, fine, Senator. Fact is, I'm just on my way to the county seat now to deliver a refrigerator.
I see. And how is Miss Peabody?
Oh, she's just fine. She's at home making refrigerators.
Oh, it's you and your jokes, A.K.
Look, will you please move? There are other people here who want to buy tickets.
Yeah, well, wait a minute now. I can write you a check now because my friend, the Senator here, will identify me.
Why, yes, I'll be happy to identify you, A.K., in case you don't recognize me, sir, I'm Senator Hillsborough.
Oh, you're Senator Hillsborough, are you?
Yes, just on my way down to Little Rock to make a speech. Well, hurry up, A.K., and make out the check.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Abner, you're riding with a cigar. Better use a pen there.
Just a minute here. I want to ask you something, Senator.
Why, yes, my good man. What is it?
How come you're not all bruised?
Old bruise?
Yes, you fell off the train, didn't you?
Fell off? What are you talking about?
Well, you must have fallen off to get back so quick. You see, Senator Hillsborough boarded the train for Little Rock not over 30 minutes ago.
What's that? Come along, A.K. I have some business matters I want to discuss.
Oh, and Senator, the next time you ride the train, try to be more careful.